Skloníme svoje hlavy, budeme sa modliť.
Let's bow our heads and pray.
Svätý náš drahý nebeský Oče,
our dear heavenly Father,
naše srdcia sú otvorené pre Tvoje požehnanie.
Our hearts are open to your blessing.
Pošli svoje slovo do našich srdc.
Send your heart, send your word to our hearts.
Chceme sa dívať na Teba.
We want to look at you.
Naše oči chcú vidieť Teba.
Our eyes want to see you.
Naše uši chcú počuť Tvoj hlas.
Your ears want to hear, our ears want to hear your word.
Veď Ty si nám povedal, Pane Ježišu,
because you, Lord Jesus, have said,
že Tvoje ovečky čujú Tvoj hlas,
that your sheep hear your voice,
a nasledujú Teba,
and they follow you,
a za cudzím nepôjdu,
and they will not follow a stranger.
O, chceme počuť Tvoj hlas.
We want to hear your voice.
Tvoj dotyk v našom srdci.
Your touch in our hearts.
Ďakujeme, že aj dnes sa ešte dotýkaš.
And we thank you that even today you still
aj dnes ešte hovoríš.
And even today you still speak.
Tak sa dotýkaj aj našich srdc.
So I pray that you touch our hearts.
Ty, keď si sa dotkol slepého, otvorili sa jeho oči.
When you touched the blind, their eyes were open.
Keď si sa dotkol jeho uši, tak boli otvorené.
When you touched their ears, they were opened.
A keď si sa dotkol malomocných, boli očistení.
And when you touched the sick, they were healed.
Potrebujeme ten tvoj dotyk.
We need your touch.
Dotýkaj sa nás.
Touch us.
A my chceme sa radovať v tebe.
And we want to rejoice in you.
A chváliť teba.
And praise you.
Halleluja.
Halleluja.
Amen.
Amen.
Všetkých vás srdečnou láskou vítam pod zvukom Božieho slova.
I want to greet everybody with love of God.
A tak sa teším, že ste si našli čas, aby ste prišli aj toto po obede.
And I thank you that you could come this afternoon for the time that you found.
A viem, že ste prišli s túžbou vo svojom srdci.
And I know that you've come with a longing in your heart.
Aby Pán Ježiš hovoril do vašich srdc.
That the Lord Jesus might speak to your hearts.
Pán Ježiš nám sľúbil, že bude hovoriť k nám.
The Lord Jesus promised us that he would speak to us.
On nám sľúbil, že keď sa zídeme dvaja alebo traja v jeho mene,
he promised us that if two or three are gathered in his name,
tak vtedy on je uprostred nás.
That he is among us.
A hovorí, že on hovorí k nám.
And he says that he speaks to us.
A my počujeme jeho hlas.
And we hear his voice.
Lebo jeho ovce čujú jeho hlas.
Because his sheep know his voice.
A vtedy, keď my počujeme to jeho volanie, ten jeho dotyk,
and when we hear his calling and his touch,
tak my prežívame jeho prítomnosť.
Then we experience his presence.
Veľmi osobne to prežívame.
We experience very personally.
Priam až tak, ako keby sme sa dívali do zrkadla.
We experience it in such a way as if we were looking in a mirror.
Niekedy mám také skúsenosti počas služby.
Sometimes I have these experiences during my preaching.
Že Pán Boh veľmi jasne hovorí k tým ľuďom bez toho, že by som ja o tom vedel. Veľmi konkrétne hovorí ku niekomu a ja o tom neviem.
God often speaks to people while I'm preaching and I don't even know about it.
Spomínam si, ako som kázal jeden celý týždeň v jednom reformovanom chráme kalvínskom.
I remember in one church, a Calvinistic church, where I preached for a whole week.
A jedného večera, ako som kázal,
and one evening, as I was preaching,
tak Duch Svätý ma zastavil a hovorí, povedz toto.
The Holy Spirit stopped me and said, say this.
A hovorím, prečo miluješ rožok vankúša viac ako Pána Ježiša?
And he told me to say, why do you love the corner of your pillow more than Jesus?
A viete, to vôbec nepasovalo do toho kázania.
And you know, it just didn't make sense together with my sermon.
Ale ja som poslúchol hlas Ducha Svätého.
But I listened to the voice of the Holy Spirit.
Bol som poslušný jeho vedeniu.
I was obedient to his leading.
A to som povedal pred všetkými.
And I said this in front of everybody.
Tí ľudia sa na mňa dívali a nechápali, že čo od nich chcem.
These people were looking at me and they couldn't understand what I was saying.
A potom som pokračoval v kázaní.
And then I just continued in with my preaching.
Nasledoval ďalší deň kázanie.
There was the next day of the preaching.
A potom zase ďalší.
And then the next.
A ten znovu ten ďalší deň znovu Duch Svätý ma zastavil.
And on the third day again the Holy Spirit stopped me.
A hovorí, opýtaj sa, prečo miluješ viacej rožok vankúša ako Pána Ježiša.
And he said, say the same question again. Why do you love the corner of your pillow more than Lord Jesus?
A zase sa na mňa ľudia dívali a nechápali.
Again the people were just looking at me and going, what's he going on about?
Ale ja som poslúchol vedenie Božie.
But I was obedient to the leading of God.
A po skončení prišiel za mnou jeden mladý 19-ročný mladík.
At the end, of the service, a certain young man, a 19-year-old young man came to me.
Plakal, chválil Boha.
He was crying and praising God.
A hovorí, Boh o mne vie, Boh o mne vie.
And he was saying, God knows about me, God knows about me.
A hovorím, ako si na to prišiel?
And I asked him, well, how did you come to know this?
A on hovorí, ja som ten človek, ktorý veľmi milujem rožok vankúša.
And he says, I am the one that so loves the corner of my pillow.
A ako si to vedel, že je to o tebe reč?
And I asked him, how did you know it was about you?
A on hovorí, ja som bol len tie dva dni, keď si ty to v kázni spomínal, len tie dva dni som bol na tvojom kázaní.
The 2 days where you asked the question, that was the only 2 days that I've been here.
Moja mama už od môjho malého detstva sa stále so mnou vadila, kutila, že prečo všetky rožky vankúša pokazím, lebo som si ich žmolil a tak na líce kládol.
And because my mother always, from when I was a very small boy, she would always be at me, why do you love the corner of the pillow so much? He would always hold it and play with it, and I all got worn out the corners, and he would just put it up against his cheek.
Ešte aj počas spánku som si to ten rožok vankúša tak naťahoval pod líce.
And he goes, even while I was sleeping, I would just put the corner of the pillow under my cheek.
A hovorí, tak veľmi milujem ten rožok vankúša už od malého detstva.
And I just so badly love this corner of my pillow from a little boy.
A ty si hovoril, prečo miluješ viac rožok vankúša ako Pána Ježiša?
And here you are saying, why do you love the corner of your pillow more than the Lord Jesus?
Dovtedy mne to nedávalo logiku, prečo to mám povedať.
Up until then, it just didn't make sense why I had to say this.
Ale keď som videl, ako tento človek plesá, chváli Boha a ďakuje za to, že Boh o ňom vie.
But then when I saw this young man, how he was rejoicing and praising God, that God knows about him.
Tak som pochopil, aké je dôležité poslúchnuť hlas a vedenie Ducha Svätého.
And I understood how important it is to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit and be obedient.
A tento mladý človek ten večer odovzdal svoje srdce Pánu Ježišovi.
And that evening this young man gave his life to Christ.
A Pán Ježiš sa stal jeho osobným spasiteľom.
And the Lord Jesus became his personal savior.
Pán Boh nám stavia pred nás svoje slovo.
God places before us his word.
Tak ako zrkadlo, ako lustro.
Like a mirror.
A aby sme videli v ňom svoju tvár.
That we might see our face in it.
Keď čítame Božie slovo,
when we read the word of God,
tak držíme to pred sebou ako zrkadlo.
We hold it in front of us like a mirror.
Čítame ho.
We read it.
A to slovo hovorí k nám.
And the word speaks to us.
A ukazuje nám našu tvár.
And it reveals to us our face.
A to zrkadlo nám slúži.
And this mirror serves us.
Aby sme si odstránili poškvrny a vrásky z tváry.
That we might see all the dirt which is on our faces.
Aby sme mali čistú tvár.
That we might have a clean face.
Aby sme nemali vrásky na svojej tvár.
That we wouldn't have blemishes.
A tak nás Božie slovo
and so the word of God
oslovuje. Oslo, hovorí k nám.
So the word of God speaks to us.
A to preto, aby nás Duch Svätý pripravil pre Pána Ježiša. Aby nás Duch Svätý vychovával, vyučoval pre Pána Ježiša ako ženicha, pre ženicha, ako nevestu.
And in this way the word of God prepares us as the bride of Christ.
A aby sme boli ako nevesta čistá, nepoškvrnená, bez vrások a poškvrny.
That we might be as a virgin without spot and blemish, perfect.
A preto používame Božie slovo ako zrkadlo, ktoré nám ukáže našu tvár.
And we use the word of God as a mirror which reveals to us who we are.
Ale viete, keď trošku ináč nakloním to zrkadlo,
but if I tilt the mirror a little bit in a different way,
tak už nevidím seba, ale tu vidím môjho brata.
But I no longer see myself, but I see my brother.
A to môže byť nebezpečné.
And that can be dangerous.
Lebo niekedy majú ľudia dojem, že to kázanie bolo pre toho alebo pre toho brata.
Because sometimes people have thoughts, this sermon was for that brother or for that sister.
Niektorí ľudia si myslia, že tak sa pozerajú do písma, že vidia toho druhého.
Some people,
nie seba.
Some people look into the word in such a way that they see the other and not themselves.
Po jednom kázaní prišla za mnou jedna sestra.
After one service the certain sister came to me.
A povedala: to bolo požehnané kázanie.
And she goes, that was a blessed service.
A ty ani nevieš, brat kazateľ, to všetko, čo si kázal, to bolo o jednej sestri.
And she says, dear brother, you don't even know, but everything that you spoke was about a certain sister.
Ako keby si ju bol poznal.
As if you knew her.
Všetko si o nej kázal dnes večer.
You just spoke about her this evening.
A ja som bol z toho nešťastný.
And I was unhappy with this.
A hovorím, sestra, nič tam pre teba nebolo.
And I said to her, dear sister, wasn't there anything for you?
A hovorím, ale vieš, že aj pre mňa tam niečo bolo.
She goes, yes, there was certain things there for me.
Ale keby si poznal tú sestru, to všetko si o nej kázal.
But she said, if you got to know this other sister, it was all for her.
A hovorí, ale jedna je chyba, že práve dnes neprišla do zhromaždenia.
She goes, but there's one problem. She wasn't at the service today.
Tak zase som vtedy kázal pre toho, kto tam nebol.
And he goes, see, I was preaching to those who weren't there.
No, nechcel by som, aby tomu dnes po obede bolo tu tak.
And I wouldn't like it to be so today.
Ja by som bol rád, aby to kázanie, aby sa dostalo k tvojmu i k môjmu srdcu.
I would like this sermon to be to mine and your heart.
Aby si v tom kázaní uvidel svoju tvár.
That in this service you might see your own face.
A tak stoj pred Pánom a povedz: Pane, hovor ku mne.
And so I stand before the Lord and I say, Lord, speak to me.
Tvoj služobník počuje.
Your servant hears.
Povedz, čo je tvoja svätá vôľa.
Reveal to me what is your will.
A ja som pripravený naplňať tvoju vôľu.
And I'm ready to do your will.
A to je vlastne zmysel toho, keď prichádzame pod zvuk Božieho slova.
Zmysel,
sense. To je sens, prečo prichádzame počúvať Božie slovo.
And that's the very reason why we come to listen for the word of God.
A tak si otvoríme Božie slovo.
So let's open the word of God.
Z Matúšovho evanjelia,
Gospel of Matthew,
budeme čítať z 13. kapitoly,
from the 13th chapter,
od 47. a 52. verš.
From
od 47 až po 52.
From verse 47 up to 52. Once again, the kingdom of God is like a net that was let down into the lake and caught all kinds of fish. When it was full, the fishermen pulled it up on the shore. Then they sat down and collected the good fish in baskets, but threw the bad away. This is how it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Have you understood all these things? Jesus asked. Yes, they replied. He said to them, therefore, every teacher of the law who has been instructed about the kingdom of heaven is like the owner of a house who brings out of his storeroom new treasures as well as old.
Druhé miesto, odkiaľ budeme čítať, je z Lukášovho evanjelia 5. kapitoly.
And the second place I would like to read is from the Gospel of Luke, 5th chapter.
A budeme čítať od 1. až po koniec 9. verša.
From the first verse till the end of the ninth. One day, as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, with the people crowding around him and listening to the word of God, he saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, put out into the deep water and let down the nets for a catch. Simon answered, Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything, but because you say so, I will let down the nets. When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that the nets began to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, Go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man. For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken.
Odvtedy začal Ježiš hlásať a hovoriť, čiňte pokánie, lebo sa priblížilo nebeské kráľovstvo. Ježiš začal hlásať.
And Jesus began to speak.
Čiňte pokánie.
Do repentance, repent.
Lebo sa priblížilo nebeské kráľovstvo.
Because the kingdom of God has drawn near.
Pán Ježiš Kristus nám chce priblížiť nebeské kráľovstvo.
The Lord Jesus wants to bring the kingdom of heaven closer to us.
A viete, až 9 krát, 9 podobenstiev nájdeme v evanjeliách o kráľovstve Božom.
There are 9 parables about the kingdom of God.
Tak som sa pýtal pána, prečo 9 a prečo nie 10? Však 10 je také číslo plnosti.
And I asked the Lord, and I said, Lord, why is there 9? Why not 10? A full number.
A pán mi povedal, to 10. to je medzi vami, to kráľovstvo Božie.
And the Lord said to me, the 10th is the kingdom of heaven which is among you.
A pán Ježiš chce, aby sme všetci boli v tomto kráľovstve Božom.
And the Lord Jesus wants that everybody of us would be in that kingdom of heaven.
Chcem sa vás opýtať, že či prežívate kráľovstvo Božie.
And I want to ask you, are you experiencing the kingdom of heaven?
Viete, existuje kráľovstvo tohoto sveta.
You know, there's existing this kingdom of this world.
A existuje kráľovstvo Božie.
And there also exists the kingdom of God.
A pán Ježiš Kristus povedal, že moje kráľovstvo nie je z tohoto sveta.
And the Lord Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world.
Aký je rozdiel medzi kráľovstvom Božím a kráľovstvom tohoto sveta?
What is the difference between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of this world?
Viete, kráľovstvo tohoto sveta je založené na ľudskom sebectve a egoizme.
Sebestvo.
Egoizmus.
The kingdom of this world finds its foundation on the ego of man.
Všetky veci tohoto kráľovstva, tohoto sveta sa stavajú na ľudskom egoizme.
All the things of this world stand or are founded on the human ego.
Viem, že niektorí nad tým váhajú, že či je to tak.
I know some people question whether this really is so.
Ale ja vám to vysvetlím.
But I'll explain this to you.
Už keď sa dieťa narodí na tento svet,
when a child is born into this world,
tak už hneď po narodení už hlási sa jeho žalúdok.
Right after birth, its stomach is already crying out.
A prvé, čo urobí, začne kričať.
And the very first thing it does, it cries out and goes, wah, wah.
A mamička hneď vie, čo má robiť.
And the mom right away knows what to do.
A toho hladného človečika nakrmi, priloží si ho a nakrmi.
And the mother will straight away feed the hungry baby.
A potom, keď je, má už plný žalúdok, tak už anielici tancujú na jeho líčkach.
And when his stomach is full, the angels just begin to dance on his cheeks.
A zase, po chvíli zase, wah, wah.
And after a little while, again, wah, wah.
A viete, tu sa ako keby pripojili také pijavičky. Pijavica, vieš čo je?
Yeah, yeah. Pijavica. And it's as if on the stomach there's these leeches just attach themselves.
A tie pijavičky pravidelne hovoria, daj, daj, daj.
And the leeches just keep crying out, give, give, give.
Po nejakom čase už začína vnímať aj uškami svoju matku.
And after a little while, it begins to recognize its mother by sound.
A počuje jej milý hlas.
And it recognizes her gentle voice.
Ako sa mamička prihovára, tiu-tiuli, mu-tiuli.
As when the mother talks to the baby.
A to dieťa chce počuť hlas.
And the baby wants to hear this voice.
A k tým ušiam sa pripájajú pijavičky.
And the leeches also attach themselves to the ears.
A tie pijavičky tam pri ušiach hovoria, mama, hovor, mama, daj, daj, daj.
And the leeches just keep crying out, mom, speak to me, more, more, more.
A potom o nejaké 2-3 týždne už začne vidieť.
And then after 2 or 3 weeks,
registrovať svojimi očami matku.
It begins to see and it begins to recognize its mother with its eyes.
Vidí tie láskavé oči.
And it sees the loving eyes.
A tú láskavú tvár, ktorá sa skláňa nad ním.
And the loving face which keeps bending over it.
A k tým očkám sa pripoja pijavičky a tie hovoria, daj, daj, daj.
And the leeches also attach themselves there and they keep crying out, more, more.
Vidíte, celý systém myslenia človeka,
the entire thinking of man,
sa začína, ten net, proste celý systém myslenia, yeah, sa začína odvíjať od ľudského takého, od ľudskej potreby. Daj, daj, daj.
And the entire thinking and reasoning of man begins to comes about from the need of give more, more.
A ako človek rastie,
and as a person grows,
to si ani človek neuvedomuje, a celé jeho myslenie sa vytvára z jeho vlastných potrieb.
And a person doesn't even realize this, but the entire thinking and reasoning of a person comes about from his own needs.
A keď človek dospeje, tak narastie z neho jedna veľká pijavica, ktorá hovorí, daj, daj, daj.
Co to je dospeje?
Dospeje.
Oh, and when a person matures, it's just like one big leech.
A ten človek hovorí, daj, daj, daj.
And this person just keeps calling out, give, give, give.
Ale my vychovávame naše deti.
But we...
aby boli inteligentné.
We... yeah, bring up our children so they be intelligent.
Korigujeme to ich sebectvo.
We correct their wants or their character.
Učíme naše deti, aby neboli sebecké.
We teach our children not to be selfish.
Ja som dal svojmu dieťaťu taký keksík a hovorím, tu máš, ja ti dávam tento keksík.
Čo to je keksík?
Keks, to je cake.
Ah. I gave one of my children a little cake and I said, here you go.
A potom som učil ho, aby sa vedel deliť. Takže daj z toho trochu.
Then I began to teach him to share. And I said, give me a little piece.
Aby nebol sebecký, aby vedel z toho svojho dať aj pre mňa.
So that he wouldn't be selfish and he would know how to share even with me.
A on, viete, tak položil prštek a toľko to môžeš.
And he would put his finger right on the edge and he go, this much you can have.
A keď som veľmi otvoril ústa,
and when I opened up my mouth really wide,
tak on,
so he began to not be happy.
Lebo bál sa, že mu to všetko zjem.
Because he was afraid that I would eat it all.
Vidíte, ako bolí to sebectvo?
See how it hurts this selfishness?
Ale my sme takto založení.
But this is the way, this is our nature.
My vychovávame tie naše deti, aby boli inteligentné, aby sa vedeli zriekať.
But we bring our children up so that they be intelligent and they know how to interact with other people.
Spomínam, ako naše deti si veľmi zvykli na bratov a sestry v zbore.
I remember how my children were very familiar with the brothers and sisters from our church.
My sme bývali v priestoroch, ktoré boli v zbore.
Priestoroch,
ako v zborovom dome bol byt, meškanie,
yeah.
A tam sme bývali.
We lived in the house which belonged to the church, being the pastor.
A keď prišli bratia a sestry do zboru, tak naše deti hneď ako včeli sa rozleteli a išli k bratom a sestram.
And soon as the brothers and sisters would arrive for the service, our children just disappeared and started being friends with everybody.
A tie staršie sestry, tie už vedeli, že tie naše deti prídu k ním, tak si pripravili cukry.
And the older sisters, they already knew that our children would come to them and they had already made ready some lollies.
A už sestra hovorí, oh, tu si ty moje milé, ja mám tu niečo pre teba.
Oh, hello, how you going, cutie, or... I've got something here for you today.
A o to išlo tomu decku. Zobral, dala cukry, to je pre teba.
And she pulls out the lolly and she goes, oh, this is for you.
A naše deti sa na to naučili.
And our children got used to this.
A my sme sa za to veľmi hanbili ako rodičia.
And as parents we were very ashamed of this.
A tak sme pokarhali naše deti.
So we punished our children.
A povedali sme im, ešte raz, ak budeš žobroniť cukrík, dostaneš.
And I told my children, if once more you go around begging for lollies, I'm gonna have to deal with you.
No a deti mali rešpekt.
But our children had respect.
A tak prišla k nám na návštevu jedna sestra.
So one day one of these sisters came to us for a visit.
A náš synček obchádzal túto sestru, ona sedela na stoličky a on ju obchádzal ako Židia Jericho.
And when she was visiting us, she was sitting on a chair, we were talking, and our son was walking around her like the Jews around Jericho.
A ja som tak prísne sa pozrel na toho svojho syna.
And I looked at my son with this stern look.
A on sa tak úprimnými očami pozrel na mňa.
And he looked at me with his eyes, what have I done?
A hovorí, tati, ja som si od tety nepýtal cukry.
And he says, daddy, I never asked it for a lolly.
A tým vlastne prezradil, že on cukrík čakal od tej
and
tety.
With this very, what he said, he hinted to this old lady that I want a lolly.
Vidíte, že tá ľudská sebeckosť je veľmi vynaliezavá.
This human nature is very creative.
A keď je niekto, hoci ako inteligentne vychovaný, predsa je tam základ sebectva. Takto sme sa narodili.
Even if somebody has been brought up correctly, there is always this foundation of selfishness.
A vlastne my sme sa narodili v našom tele do kráľovstva tohto sveta.
In this flesh we have been born into the kingdom of this world.
A celé to kráľovstvo tohto sveta je založené na ľudskom sebectve.
And the entire kingdom of this world has finds its foundation on the human self.
Viete, my sme mali dlhý čas komunizmus.
We had for a long time communism.
A u nás vyučovali, že komunizme to bude také zriadenie, že každý toľko bude mať, koľko si zoberie, koľko potrebuje.
And we were taught that communism is such that everybody will have as much as they need or want.
Lenže sa ukázalo ľudské sebectvo.
But
ukázalo sa, že ľudské sebectvo v tom.
Human selfishness shows itself.
A vidíte, nefungoval tento systém.
But you see, this communism, this system did not work.
Lebo komunisti nevedeli vynájsť také hrable, ktoré by od seba hrabali. Každé hrable hrabali k sebe.
But the communists, they couldn't invent a rake that would rake away from the person who was operating the rake, but the rake was always coming back towards them.
Vidíte, to je ľudské sebectvo.
That's this human selfishness.
A preto padol komunizmus.
And that's why communism fell.
Vždycky ostane a bude vedieť len taký systém fungovať v tomto kráľovstve, kráľovstve tohto sveta, ktorý je založený na ľudskom sebectve.
In this world there will never be a system or any system which will function as long as it's founded on human selfishness.
Ja viem, o čom hovorím.
I know what I'm talking about.
A preto hovorí Pán Ježiš Kristus, že prišiel hlásať kráľovstvo Božie.
And so Lord Jesus came and he came to preach the kingdom of heaven.
A to kráľovstvo Božie je na úplne inom systéme myslenia.
And the kingdom of heaven is founded on a completely different system of thinking.
A ten systém myslenia je Boží systém myslenia.
And this system of thinking is God's system of thinking.
To kráľovstvo Božie je založené na myslení a na Božom charaktere.
And this kingdom of heaven is founded on the thinking and the character of God.
A viete, aký je Boží charakter?
And do you know what God's character is?
Všetci iní bohovia, ktorých uctievali ľudia na tomto svete, okrem toho pravého Boha, oni žiadali.
All the different gods that man has ever worshipped on this world, they have always taken things from the people.
Ale tento náš Boh,
but our God,
tak miloval Boh svet,
for so God loved the world,
že on dal.
That he gave.
Vidíte, úplne opačne. On dáva.
You see the complete opposite. He gave.
On dal to najdrahšie, čo máme.
He gave what was the dearest.
Dal svojho jednorodeného syna Pána Ježiša Krista.
He gave his one and only son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Náš Boh sa neteší v smrti hriešnika.
Our God is not, he does not rejoice in the death of a sinner.
Ale on sa teší, keď môže rozdávať milosť.
But he is happy and overjoyed when he can give grace.
Náš Boh sa neraduje z toho, keď môže strkať ľudí do pekla a zahynutia.
And God is not happy of this when he puts people in hell.
Ale on má radosť z toho, keď môže hriešnikovi udeliť milosť, keď hriešnik činí pokánie a prosí Boha o milosť.
And God rejoices when he can give a sinner grace, when somebody repents and turns to him.
To Božie myslenie nie je sebecké myslenie, ale myslenie dávania.
And God's way of thinking is not selfish, but it's giving.
Kráľovstve tohoto sveta človek stále hľadá svoj vlastný zisk.
In the kingdom of this world, man is continually looking for his own profit.
Ale v kráľovstve Božom ten je bohatý, ktorý dáva.
But in the kingdom of heaven, he who gives is the rich one.
V kráľovstve Božom ten je veľký, ktorý je malý.
In the kingdom of heaven, he is great who is small.
V kráľovstve Božom ten je prvý, kto je posledný.
In the kingdom of heaven, he who is last is first.
V kráľovstve Božom ten je vodca a ten je prvý, ktorý vie byť najmenší služobník.
He who is a leader and he who is first is that because he knows how to be a servant of all.
Kráľovstvo Božie, že on všetko opačne funguje ako v kráľovstve tohto sveta.
In the kingdom of heaven, everything is back to front as it is in the kingdom of this world.
Napríklad.
For example.
V kráľovstve kráľovstve tohto sveta vtedy ľudia sú šťastní, keď ich ľudia hladkajú.
In the kingdom of this world, people are happy when others pat them on the back.
Chvália ich, aký si ty dobrý, aký si ty šikovný.
When they praise them.
A vyvyšujú ich.
How good you are, how good you do things, and when they lift them up.
Kráľovstve Božom je to naopak.
In the kingdom of heaven, it's the other way around.
Kráľovstve Božom ten je šťastný, kto je prenasledovaný.
He is happy who is persecuted.
Ten, ktorý, na ktorého hovoria všetko zlé pre meno Pána Ježiša.
He's happy, the one who
na koho všetko zlé hovoria pre Pána Ježiša. To znamená, že
He's happy, the one who is persecuted for Christ's name's sake.
Kráľovstve Božom ten má byť šťastný človek, ktorý dostane za ucho na jedno líce.
The one in the kingdom of heaven, the one supposed to be happy is the one who gets hit on one cheek.
On má s radosťou nastaviť aj druhé svoje líce.
And with joy he's supposed to give the other one.
To je ťažko pre nás ľudsky pochopiteľné.
It's hard for us people to understand.
Ale to vychádza z Božieho charakteru.
But this comes from the character of
God. A ten charakter Boží nám ukázal Pán Ježiš Kristus.
And the Lord Jesus Christ shows us the character of God.
Pán Ježiš Kristus, on strpel za nás všetky tie potupy.
Potupy. Čerpenia.
Utrpenia a všetky tie poníženia.
The Lord Jesus suffered all of these this abuse and downgrading for us.
Teda musíme si uvedomiť, že v kráľovstve Božom fungujú všetky veci opačne.
We have to understand that in the kingdom of heaven everything works back to front.
Nie podľa tela,
not according to the
flesh.
Nie
podľa ľudského sebectva,
not according to man's selfishness.
Ale podľa Božieho myslenia.
But according to God's thinking,
podľa Božieho Kristovho charakteru.
But according to God's and Christ's character.
A preto mnohokrát v cirkvi sú problémy.
And because of this, many times in the church there are problems.
Lebo ľudia tak chcú byť veľkí, že chcú mať cirkvi pozície.
Because people want to be great in the church and they want positions in the church.
Chcú, aby ich demokratickým spôsobom zvolili do nejakej pozície.
And they want that in a democratical way they be elected to certain functions in the church.
A myslia si, že to je spravodlivé.
And they think that this is fair.
Keď oni získavajú pozície.
When they gain these positions.
Ale pozície kráľovstve Božom sa ináč získavajú.
But to gain positions in the kingdom of heaven is done in another way.
Službou.
Being a servant.
Pokorou.
Humbleness.
Tichosťou.
Quietness.
V dívaní sa na Pána.
In looking at the Lord.
A poslušnosti k jeho slovu.
And obedience to his word.
A vtedy sa človek stáva bláznom pre tento svet.
Bláznom.
Bláznom pre tento svet. Blázen. Crazy.
Oh, and then because of this, man becomes crazy in the eyes of this world.
Ale múdrym v očiach Božích.
But wise in the eyes of God.
A teraz je otázka.
Now is this problem.
Ako prežívaš ty kráľovstvo Božie?
Sorry, now is this question. How do you experience the kingdom of heaven?
Čakáš, aby niekto prišiel k tebe?
Do you wait until somebody comes
to you? A vtedy budeš šťastný, keď niekto ti podá ruku.
And then you are happy when somebody gives
you a hand. A teba sa opýta, ako sa máš.
And when somebody asks you, how are you going?
Kráľovstve Božom ten je šťastný, ktorý sa pýta toho druhého. Ako sa ty máš, brat?
In the kingdom of heaven, the happy one is the one who comes and says, how are you going?
Kráľovstve Božom ten je obohatený, ktorý hovorí, brat môj, ako ti môžem pomôcť? V čom ti môžem byť užitočný?
In the kingdom of heaven, The one who is the rich one, he's the one who comes and says, "Brother, how can I help you? How can I be of service?"
Vidíte, mnohí ľudia čakajú ako pijavice. Ten brat mi nepodal ruku, tá sestra sa na mňa neusmiala, ten si ma nevšimol a tak ďalej. To je mnohokrát medzi veriacimi takto.
See, many people are like the leeches who think, "Oh, this brother didn't shake my hand, this sister didn't ask me how I was going." And many times it's like this.
Ale takíto ľudia nepochopili kráľovstvo Božie.
But these people have never understood the kingdom of heaven.
Lebo kráľovstvo Božie tak funguje, že ja idem a ja podávam ruky a ja sa zaujímam o tých druhých.
And because the kingdom of heaven works in such a way that I go and ask, "How are you going?" I shake the hand.
A ja slúžim druhým.
And I am the servant of others.
Ako to prežívame my?
How do we experience this?
A tak hovorí Pán Ježiš, že kráľovstvo Božie je podobné sieti, vlečenej sieti.
And so the Lord Jesus says the kingdom of heaven is like a net.
A táto sieť, neviem, či ste už tak videli takú sieť, ktorá sa ťahá vo vode.
And this net, I don't know if you've seen a net which is towed through the water.
Ona má oka.
This net has holes in it.
A tie oka sa skladajú proste z vlákien, ktorý jedno vlákno je vertikálne a druhé horizontálne.
And the net is consisted, or these holes are consisted of one string is vertical and the other one is horizontal.
A viete, za každým tým, každé to oko je viazané, tam je ako záväzok.
And on every junction of the strings there is a knot.
Viete, my musíme mať vzťah s Bohom.
You see, we must have this relationship with God.
A nie hoci aký, neviazaný.
And not just free, not just you're loose.
To je vzťah k Bohu, ktorý je viazaný.
We must have a relationship which is connected to, tied to.
Spomeňte si, ako hovorí Pán Ježiš o svojom tele a o svojej krvi, že to je to, tá krv a to je to telo, ktoré to je to, tá zmluva, tá nová zmluva.
You remember when Jesus speaks about his body and his blood, which is the new covenant.
A to je zmluva, v zmluve sa človek zavezuje.
In this covenant a man binds himself.
Proste my nemáme vzťah bez záväzku s Bohom, ale so záväzkom.
We don't have a relationship with God without a binding, but with the binding.
Teda tá sieť sa sťahá, skladá zo vzťahov, relácií.
And this net is built of relations.
Vzťah s Bohom,
a relationship with God,
ktorý je zaviazaný.
Which is tied.
A tento vzťah ďalej pokračuje horizontálne.
And this relationship carries on horizontally.
A to je vzťah s bratom či sestrou.
And this one is the relationship with my brother or sister.
A ak my hovoríme, že máme vzťah s Bohom a nemáme vzťah s bratmi a sestrami,
if we say we have a relationship with God and we don't have a relationship with my fellow brothers and sisters,
tak nie sme v kráľovstve Božom.
Then we're not in the kingdom of heaven.
Lebo my máme zaviazaný vzťah jeden s druhým.
Because we need to have this bound relationship with everybody.
Zaviazaný vzťah s Bohom.
A tied relationship with God.
A zaviazaný vzťah s bratmi a sestrami.
A tied relationship with the brothers and sisters.
A tu je zase, a ten brat alebo sestra má vzťah s Bohom zaviazaný.
And this brother or sister has a relationship tied with God.
A on má zaviazaný vzťah ďalej s bratom.
And further on, he's also tied to another brother or sister.
To znamená, že tá sieť je vytvorená z takých Božích ľudí.
And this net is made from such godly people.
Ktorí majú záväzný vzťah s Bohom a s obecenstvom bratov a sestier.
And who have a bound relationship with God and with their fellow brothers and sisters.
A teraz sa pýtam, aký máš ty vzťah k k bratom a sestrám a aký máš svoj vzťah s Bohom.
And I'm asking you now, what sort of relationship do you have with brothers, with the brothers and sisters here and with God?
Lebo Pán Ježiš povolal Petra
a Jána called, Peter and John,
a hovorí, poď a učiním vás rybármi ľudí.
And he said to them, come, I will make you fishers of men.
A potom im hovorí o kráľovstve Božom, ktoré je podobné sieti.
And then he speaks to them about the kingdom of heaven, which is like to a net.
A vtedy, keď ich povolal Pán Ježiš, tak oni práve prali svoje siete a opravovali.
And then when he called them, they were washing and mending their nets.
Viete, podľa Slávia, historika, vtedajšieho historika,
according to the history
Slavius,
of that time,
Slavius. Slavius, to bol historik.
A certain
name.
Yeah,
name.
Slavius.
Flavius.
Or Flavius. Historian from that time.
On píše vo svojich spisoch,
he writes in his writings,
že v tom čase bolo okolo Genezareckého jazera okolo 240 až 250 rybárskych ľudí.
That he says that in that time around the Sea of Gennesaret was 240, maybe even 250 fishermen.
A prečo práve Pán Ježiš prišiel k Petrovi a k Jánovi?
Why did Jesus come to Peter and John?
Prečo nešiel tam niekde k ďalším 250 tých rybárov?
Why didn't he go to one of the others, the 250?
Lebo keď Pán Ježiš prišiel tam k moru,
because when Jesus came to the sea there,
videl, že títo rybári perú svoje siete.
Because he saw these fishermen washing their nets.
Pred dvomi rokmi, keď som prvýkrát bol v Brindisi, na juhu Talianska,
2 years ago when I was in a certain place in Italy,
tam som uvidel na brehu mora vytiahnuté siete.
I saw on the edge of the sea there the nets that had been pulled out.
Boli v katastrofálnom stave.
They were in a catastrophic state.
Rybári išli na pivo.
The fishermen had gone in for a beer.
A tie siete boli špinavé a roztrhané.
The nets were dirty and all broken.
A vtedy hovoril ku mne Duch Svätý.
And then the Holy Spirit spoke to me.
Čo títo ľudia chcú s týmito špinavými sieťami chytiť?
And he spoke to me and said, what do these people want to catch with these worn out and broken nets?
Tie siete zapáchali.
These nets stank.
Boli plní tej morskej sliny a všelijakých tých živočíchov.
They were full of all the seaweed and whatever else lives in the ocean.
A boli veľmi špinavé tie siete.
And they were very dirty.
A boli dotrhané.
And they were all broken.
A tí rybári boli lajdáci.
Lajdáci.
Lenivý. Nedbaví, áno.
And the fishermen were lazy. They were careless.
Oni išli radšej na pivo.
They'd rather go in for a beer.
Ako by si prali siete.
Rather than wash their nets.
Ale Pán Ježiš Kristus, keď prišiel na breh,
but the Lord Jesus, when he came to the shore here,
tak vidí takých rybárov, ktorí nie sú leniví.
He sees such fishermen which are not lazy.
Ale ktorí prali svoje siete, čistili
but
tie siete.
But the ones who washed their nets and cleaned their nets.
A tam, kde boli roztrhnuté tie vzťahy, tam to obvezovali.
And there where the relations were broken, they tied it back up.
A viete, predstavte si, že teraz ťahajú rybári špinavú sieť.
You can imagine a net which the fishermen are towing, it's all dirty.
A teraz pláva rybka oproti tej sieti.
And there's this fish coming towards this net.
A teraz sa díva.
And it's looking.
A hovorí, oh, aká špinavá sieť.
And he goes, man, what a dirty net.
A oni ma do toho chcú chytiť.
And they want to catch me in this. And he goes, no, see you later.
Oni zďaleka uvidia tie ryby, tú špinu.
These fish can see this dirt a mile away.
Sme hovorili, že to, tie niťke, to sú tie vzťahy.
These threads, we've said that they are the relations.
Bratia a sestry.
Dear brothers and sisters.
A kráľovstvo Božie sieť.
The kingdom of heaven is a net.
Tak tie naše vzťahy musia byť čisté.
Therefore our relations must be clean.
Nesmú byť roztrhané.
They cannot be broken.
Ale musia byť vypraté.
They must be washed.
Nemôže sa stať, že ty tu predo tu sedíš, lebo tvoj protivník sedí tam vzadu.
It can't be that you sit here because your enemy sits over there.
Vy musíte mať čisté vzťahy.
You must have clean relationships.
Čistý vzťah s Bohom.
A clean relationship with God.
A čistý vzťah s bratmi a sestrami.
A clean relationship with your brothers and sisters.
Lebo vlastne tá špinavá sieť prezrádza niečo o nás.
Because this dirty net says something about us.
Ukazuje nám to, že nebereme vážne Boha.
It shows that we don't take God seriously.
Keď necháme špinu vo svojom živote.
When if we leave dirt in our life.
Ale ty povieš, ja mám čistý vzťah s Bohom.
But you say, I have a clean relationship with God.
Keď ty máš čistý vzťah s Bohom, prečo nemáš čistý vzťah s bratom a sestrou?
How can you have a clean relationship with God if you don't have a clean relationship with your brother and sister?
Ak tvoj záväzok je zaviazaný s Bohom, prečo nemáš zaviazaný svoj vzťah s bratom a sestrou?
If your relationship is tied to God, why isn't it tied to your brother and sister?
Keď som bol taký chlapec, ako je môj syn Tomáš.
When I was a little boy as my son Thomas is.
Ja som bol veľmi vášnivý rybár. Rybár, veľmi taký zamilovaný do lova.
Yeah. I was a very avid fisherman.
A ja som mal svoju sieť.
I had my little net.
A som si odrezal také halúzy a viete, tak som ich prehol.
Halúzy. Cut these branches.
Áno. A na koncoch som zaviazal o to sieť.
And on the ends I tied the net.
A mal som takú dlhú palicu.
And I had this long stick.
A motúz a tak som to vyťahol a púšťal do vody.
And I would drop it in and then pull it out of the water.
Ale bolo tak, že zachytila sa mi sieť do nejakého konára.
But it happened that this net got caught on something on the bottom.
A roztrhlo mi tam nejaké oko.
And it broke a thread there.
A potom ja som na to nedbal a ďalej som lovil.
And I didn't worry about it and I just kept on fishing.
A teraz naraz sa ukázala taká rýbka pekná.
And I, all of a sudden this little fish came along, beautiful little fish.
Skákala mi v tej sieti.
And it was jumping around in this net.
Som sa radoval.
And I was so happy.
To je ono.
And this is it.
Ťahám to von.
And I was bringing it in.
Už som išiel za tou rybkou.
I was about to reach in and grab this
fish. A ona
dovtedy
skákala v tej sieti.
And as it was jumping around in this net.
Až našla tú dieru.
Until it found this hole.
A už bolo preč.
And just see you later.
A potom ma to trápilo.
And then it really pained me.
Prečo som si nedal čas?
Why didn't I allow myself the time?
Aby som zaviazal znovu toto.
To retie that which was broken.
Viete, ľudia, keď prichádzajú do cirkvi,
you see, when people come to the church,
a vidia naše roztrhnuté vzťahy,
and they see our broken relationships,
alebo vidia tie nečisté vzťahy,
or they see the unclean relationships,
oni unikajú.
They disappear.
Oni odchádzajú preč.
They go away.
My si musíme vedieť nájsť čas jeden pre druhého.
We need to find time one with another.
Aby sme navštívili brat brata, sestra sestru.
Navštívili.
Navštívili invitation.
Or to invite our brothers and sisters.
A aby sme si vedeli dať do poriadku vzťahy, relácie.
That our relationships may be correct.
Aby sme upevnili svoje vzťahy.
That we might make our relations strong.
Aby ľudia nemali ten pocit, že títo ľudia tu hrajú divadlo. Nemali, hrajú plays.
That when people come, they don't see, they're just playing here.
A potom ľudia unikajú.
And because of this, the people,
lebo neberú vážne Božie slovo. Nezoberú vážne Božie slovo.
They don't take the word of God seriously.
A nezoberú vážne ani nás.
And they don't take us seriously.
Ale tu títo učeníci prali svoje siete.
But these disciples here were washing their nets.
A opravovali.
And they were mending their nets.
A Pán Ježiš prišiel k ním.
And the Lord Jesus came to them.
A vstúpil do ich loď.
And he entered into their boat.
Brat môj, sestra moja.
My dear brother and my dear sister.
Chceš, aby Pán Ježiš vstúpil do loďky vášho zboru, do vašej cirkvi?
Do you want the Lord Jesus to enter into the boat of your life, of your church?
Tak musíš prať svoje vzťahy.
Therefore you must clean your relations.
Musíš prať svoj vzťah s Bohom.
You must wash your relations with God.
Musíš prať a opravovať svoj vzťah aj s ľuďmi.
And you must wash and mend your relationship with
bratmi a sestrami.
With your brothers and sisters.
A Pán Ježiš, on sám príde do vašej loďky.
And the Lord Jesus himself will come to your.
Mnohokrát by chceli ľudia v zboroch prebudenie.
Many times the people in the church want a revival.
Ale bez toho, že by prali svoje vzťahy.
Without that, that they need to wash their relationship.
Bez toho, aby si navzájom odpúšťali.
Without that they need to forgive one another.
A Pán Ježiš Kristus vtedy, keď vstúpi do loďky,
and then when Jesus comes into the boat,
vtedy už nie to sa deje, že počúvame na Petra alebo na Jána alebo na Paľka,
and then it's no longer that we listen to Peter or John or Paul,
ale počúvame na Pána Ježiša.
But we listen to the Lord Jesus.
Na koho počúvame v cirkvi?
Who do we listen in the church?
Kto má hlavné slovo v cirkvi?
Kto má
hlavné slovo?
Hlavné. Oh, who has the main word in the church?
Pokiaľ to má človek,
as long as it's man,
tak budeme loviť celú noc.
We're going to be fishing all night.
A nič neulovíme.
But we won't catch anything.
Môže mať veľa skúseností.
We can have much experience.
Myslíte si, že Peter nemal veľa skúseností?
You think that Peter didn't have experience?
A nič nechytil.
But he didn't catch anything.
Nie na skúsenostiach záleží požehnanie.
It's not on experience that blessing relies on.
Ale na tom záleží požehnanie, koho počúvame a na koho sa dívame.
But this blessing relies on who we look at and who we listen to.
Celú noc možno sa dívali na to, čo hovorí Peter.
Maybe all night they were looking at what Peter was saying.
Alebo možno, že celú noc počúvali na to, čo hovorí Ján.
Maybe all night they were listening to what John was saying.
Ja mám takú skúsenosť, hovorí Peter.
Peter says, I've got this experience.
Ján hovorí, ja mám takú skúsenosť.
And John says, no, I've got this experience.
A výsledok?
Oh, and the result?
Je to, že nič sme nechytili.
And the result is that we didn't catch anything.
Teraz vstúpil Pán Ježiš.
And here comes Jesus.
Teraz už nie na Petrovú skúsenosť budujeme, ani nie na Jánovú skúsenosť.
And we're no longer relying on Peter's experience or John's experience.
Ale teraz začíname počúvať na hlas Pána Ježiša.
But now we begin to listen to the voice of Jesus. Hallelujah.
A to prvé, čo hovorí Pán Ježiš, choďte na hlby.
And the first thing that Jesus the first thing that Jesus says is head out into the deep.
Prečo na hlbinu?
Why to the deep?
Viete, lebo v tej pličine tam hudzí, kde sa zachytí sieť.
Because in the shallows there's many places where the net can get snagged.
A tam kde je pličina, tam je veľa špiny.
And there where the shallows are there's much dirt.
Veľa blata.
Much mud.
Veľa skál, ktoré trhajú sieť.
Many rocks and things which tear the net.
Ale ľudia sú radšej na pličine ako na hlbine.
But people would rather be in the shallows than out in the deep.
Aj v cirkvi ľudia majú radšej pličinu ako hlbinu.
Even in the church, people prefer shallowness to the deep.
Mnohokrát sú v cirkvi ľudia takí ako neposlušné deti.
Many times in the church, the people are as disobedient children.
V plitkej vode videli ste, ako sa hrajú deti.
In the shallow water, you've seen how children play. They just splash each other.
Spliechajú do očí. Spliechajú do tvár.
They just splash into the other's face. Into the other's eyes.
Ja ti poviem, čo si o tebe myslím.
And sometimes in the church, it happens that, I'll show you what I think of you, and got it in the face.
A už má plné oči piesku.
And his eyes are full of sand.
A človek pláče.
And the man cries.
Lebo to má všetko v tvári. Všetko mu to tá sestra alebo ten brat. Všetko do tvári.
Because they've got it all in their face. The other brother or sister just let it all go.
To je pličina.
That's this shallowness.
Ale Pán Ježiš hovorí, poďme. Pohníme sa z tejto pličiny.
But Jesus says, come, let's get out of this shallowness.
Musíme ísť na hlbiny.
We must go to the deep.
A viete, predstavte si, že máte pod sebou 70 metrov vody.
Imagine that underneath wow. You have 70 meters of water.
Tam už, viete, neskáčeme tak po tej lodi.
Out there we're not jumping around in a boat so much anymore.
Už sme tam nie taký istý.
We're not so confident.
Tam musíme každého rešpektovať.
Everybody out there has to respect one another.
Lebo ak sa prevráti loď, tak sme všetci dole.
Because if the boat capsizes, we're all in the water.
Keď mi na pličine stúpi niekto na nohu, tak sotím ho. Nevidíš, stúpil si mi na nohu.
If in the shallows somebody treads on my toes, I just go, get away, can't you see I'm here?
Ale keď mám pod sebou 70 metrovú hĺbku a niekto mi stúpi na nohu.
But when I've got 70 meters of water underneath me and somebody treads on my toes,
tak ešte ja si pýtam odpustenie od toho, ktorý mi nestúpil na nohu. Prepáč, že ti tu zavadziam.
So I say to the person, forgive me, you know, for being in your road, you know, that I didn't look out.
Vidíte, kým človek je v pličinách, nerešpektujeme jeden druhého.
See, as long as we're in the shallows, we don't know how to respect one another.
Keď sme v pličinách, nemáme bázeň Božiu, ani pred Bohom nemáme bázeň, ani jeden pred druhým.
Bázeň, to je
bojazeň, ale takú zdravú, Boží bojazeň.
We don't have this honor, respect for one and for before God, to God, and to our fellow men.
Ale keď sme na hlbinách, tam každá chyba môže znamenať veľkú tragédiu.
But when we're out in the deep, every small thing can end up in a tragedy.
Tam je Božia bázeň v našom srdci.
There's this fear of God in our hearts.
A tam dokážem rešpektovať môjho brata aj vtedy ešte, keď mi stúpi na otlak.
And even if I get my feet toes trodden on, I can still respect my brother.
A Pán Ježiš hovorí, plínte na hlbinu, globie.
Jesus says, head out to the deep.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
A hovorí, a teraz spustite sieť.
And then he says, now send the nets down.
Teraz spustite sieť.
Now put them in. Now send the net down. When you have this fear of God, when you honor and respect one another, when your relations are washed, when all your relations are firm, let your net in. On my word, says the Lord Jesus. And on his word, they let the net down.
A Boh prikázal požehnanie.
And God gave a blessing.
Boh nikdy neprikáže požehnanie tam, kde sú špinavé siete.
God will never bless where the nets are dirty.
Boh nikdy neprikáže požehnanie tam, kde sú roztrhané siete.
God will never send a blessing where the nets are broken.
Ale tam, kde sú opravené vzťahy.
But there where the relations are mended.
Tam, kde sú nám zácne vzťahy s bratmi a sestrami.
There where our relations are important one to another. There God sends his blessing.
Hallelujah.
Túžime po tom. Do we long after this?
To je kráľovstvo Božie.
This is the kingdom of God.
Kráľovstvo Božie je podobné vlečenej sieti.
the kingdom of God is like a net.
A Boh prikáže tým rybám, aby tam išli.
And God will tell or send the fish to go there.
Pred 7 rokmi,
7 years ago,
som bol kazateľom v jednej cirkvi.
I was a preacher, a pastor in a certain church.
A oni mi povedali, musíš si vybrať.
And they said to me, you must choose.
Buď budeš kazateľom zboru,
you either be the preacher of this church,
alebo budeš evangelistom.
Or you'll be an evangelist.
Ale my potrebujeme kazateľa a nie evangelista.
But we need a preacher, not an evangelist.
A moje srdce, Pán ťahal moje srdce do služby evanjelia.
But the Lord was drawing my heart to the ministry of evangelism.
A ja som bol veľmi zranený.
And I was very hurt.
Zranený, wounded.
Wounded. I was very wounded.
A nevedel som, čo mám robiť.
And I didn't know what to do.
Ale moje srdce ťahlo k službe evanjelia.
But my heart was drawn to the ministry of evangelism.
A tak som im odpovedal, že som si vybral evangelizáciu.
And so I said to them, I've chosen evangelism.
A vtedy mi cirkev povedala, môžeš ísť.
Then the church told me, you can go.
A ja som mal veľkú bolesť v srdci.
And I had a great pain in my heart.
A pretože som si vybral evangelizáciu,
and because I chose evangelism,
vlastne už som nedostal miesto za kazateľňou v zbore.
I could no longer preach in the church.
Povolali si nového kazateľa, pastora.
They got a new pastor.
A ja som nevedel, čo mám robiť.
And I didn't know what to do.
Som potreboval zbor, ktorý by ma podporoval.
I needed a church who would support me.
Cítil som sa odrezaný.
I felt myself cut off.
A tak som plakal doma, hovorím pred manželkou, žena moja, všetko sa zrútilo, všetko je moje koniec.
And I remember crying in front of my wife and saying, dear wife, everything's finished, it's all over.
A ona videla moje zúfalstvo.
Zúfalstvo. And she saw my doubting.
A hovorí, to nie je koniec.
And she says, no, it's not the end.
To je začiatok.
She says, this is the beginning.
A ja jej hovorím, ako to môže byť začiatok, však všetkému je koniec.
And I said to her, how can this be the beginning when everything's just come to an end?
Ocitol som sa na ulici.
Ocitol.
Dostal som sa na ulici.
I'm out in the street.
Bez zboru.
Without a church.
Bez pomoci, bez opory.
Without help, without support.
Úplne sám.
Completely alone.
A ona mi hovorí, máš tu ešte nás.
And she says, you've still got us.
A skutočne, takto sme ostali sami.
And that's how it was.
Tak som sa pýtal Pána, čo mám teraz robiť?
And so I asked the Lord, what should I do now?
Veď ty vieš, že ja tebe chcem slúžiť.
Because Lord, you know that I want to serve you.
A Pán mi hovorí, rob to, čo si robil doteraz.
And the Lord says, just continue doing what you've been doing up until now.
A tak mi hovorím, Pane, ale ma nepustia za kazateľa.
But I said, Lord, they don't let me go back behind the pulpit.
A Pán mi hovorí, a ty nepotrebuješ drevenú kazateľňu.
But the Lord says, you don't need a wooden pulpit.
Ty máš svoju duchovnú kazateľňu všade so sebou.
You have your own
spiritual.
Yeah, you have your own spiritual pulpit in your closet with you.
A tak som poslúchol Pána.
So I listened to the Lord.
Slúžil som ďalším dvom ľuďom, ktorí sa obrátili.
Dvom. And I continued ministering to two people who had become Christians.
A oni hovorili, my potrebujeme, aby si sa nám venoval. Venoval, dal nám čas, pozornosť,
and
službu.
And they said, we need you to give us time to help us.
A ja som mal jednu peknú dielňu. Dielňu, Varštát.
I had a very nice workshop.
Ja som zrušil tú dielňu.
I moved my whole workshop.
A prerobil som tú dielňu na malú, maličkú modlitebňu.
And I made this workshop into a small little church.
A 22 miest bolo v tej.
And there were 22 seats in this.
A týmto ľuďom som sa venoval a zvestoval som im Božie slovo.
And to these people, these two people, I preached the word of God.
A oni si privádzali svojich priateľov zo sveta.
And they brought their friends from the world.
A keď som dokončil tú miestnosť,
and when I finished this room,
už tá miestnosť bola malá.
This room was too small.
Už sedeli ľudia nielen dnu v tom varštate, ale aj vonku na schodišti.
And these people didn't fit into this workshop anymore. They were sitting on the stairs also.
A tak som začal budovať miestnosť pre 70 ľudí.
So I began to build a place that could seat 70 people.
A ešte nemám dokončenú celkom tú miestnosť.
And I still haven't finished this room.
Ale mávame zhromaždenia, na ktorých sú prítomní 120, 130 aj 140 ľudí.
But we already have meetings that 120, 130, sometimes even 140 people.
A teraz už uvažujem o tom, že by som potreboval miestnosť pre 300
and now I realize
a viac ľudí.
I probably need a place for 300 or more people.
Ale viete, na čo som dal veľký pozor?
But do you know what I gave a lot of...
Týchto ľudí vyučujem na princípy kráľovstva Božieho.
The things that were important to me was to teach these people the principles of the kingdom of God.
A hovorím im, vtedy budete veľkí, keď budete najmenší.
And I say to them, you'll be great when you become the least.
Keď vtedy budete mať dôležité slovo, keď budete sa vedieť ku každému zohnúť, skloniť a umyť mu nohy.
You will then have know what to say when you know how to bend down and stoop down to everybody.
Učím týchto ľudí na princípy kráľovstva Božieho a kráľovstvo Božie rastie.
I teach these people the principles of the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of heaven is growing.
Bratia a sestry.
Dear brothers and sisters.
Tam, kde učíme o kráľovstve Božom,
there where we teach the word of God,
a kde ľudia pochopia princípy kráľovstva Božieho,
and where people understand the word of the kingdom of God,
tam Boh prikáže požehnaniu.
There God will give his blessing.
A tam za krátky čas vám je málo táto miestnosť.
And in a short time the place will be too small.
Ľudia sa budú tlačiť.
The people will be squashed.
Lebo budú cítiť medzi vami princípy kráľovstva Božieho.
Because they will see and recognize the principles of the kingdom of heaven among you.
Predstavte si v noci o 10:00.
Imagine
večer o 10:00.
At 10 o'clock at night.
Duch Svätý mi hovorí, choď pred dvere. Pred vchodové dvere.
The Holy Spirit says to me, go to your front door.
A ja hovorím, Pane, teraz v noci na čo?
I says, Lord, now at night, why?
Ale posluchol som.
But I obeyed.
Otvoril som dvere.
I opened the door.
A pred dverami stál mladý muž.
And in front of the door there was a young man.
A keď sa stretli naše pohľady, rozplakal sa.
And when our eyes met, he began to cry.
A tomuto človeku som asi 6 rokov predtým zavaril na aute takúto dieru.
6 years ago, for this particular young man, I fixed up a hole the size of my hand.
A keď som mu to urobil, spýtal sa, že čo chcem za to,
when
za tú prácu.
When I fixed this hole for him, he asked me, what do you want for your work?
A ja som mu povedal, nech ťa Boh požehná, iď v pokoji, je to gratis, máš to gratis.
And I said to him, may the Lord bless you. I don't want anything, it's for free.
A on zaďakoval a odišiel.
So he thanked me and walked away.
A diabol mi prišiel tak šepkať do ucha.
And the devil came to me and whispered in my ear.
No keď každému budeš takto zadarmo robiť,
if you do everything like this for free to everybody,
budeš mať prázdne vrecka.
Vrecka.
Vrecka, vorky budeš mať.
Oh, your pockets are going to be empty.
A ja som povedal, to čo dám Bohu na oltár, to nebude nikdy stratené.
And but I replied and said, what I give to God, place on the altar for God, will never be lost.
6 rokov som tohto človeka nevidel.
6 years I didn't see this person.
A teraz stojí pred mojimi dverami.
And now he's standing here in front of my doors.
A keď sa stretli naše pohľady, rozplakal sa.
And when our eyes met, he began to cry.
A hovorí, už tretí krát som Alexander tu pred dverami.
And he says, Alexander, I'm here for the third time in front of your door.
A nemal som síly, aby som zatlačil na zvonec.
But I didn't have the courage to press the bell.
A tak som sa tu modlil za dverami.
And so I was praying here behind the door.
A povedal som, Pane Bože, ak to si ty, ktorý tak pracuješ na mojom srdci, pošli von Alexandra.
And he was standing there in front of this door and saying, God, if it's you who's working in my heart like this, send Alexander here.
A Duch Svätý mi povedal, choď von.
And the Lord spoke to me and said, go to the front door.
A to bolo tak mocné svedectvo pre toho človeka.
And for this young man, it was such a strong testimony.
Že on sa tam rozplakal.
That he began to weep.
Lebo Boh odpovedal na jeho modlitbu.
Because God answered his prayer.
Odovzdal svoj život Pánu Ježišovi.
He gave his life to the Lord Jesus.
A moja manželka môže potvrdiť.
And my wife can confirm this.
Aký je to požehnaný brat v našom zbore.
What a blessed brother he is in our church.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Boh posiela tie ryby tam.
God sends the fish.
Ja mnohokrát ani neviem, kto sú tí ľudia, čo prichádzajú.
Many times I don't even know who the people are that come.
Kedy máme končiť?
Ešte pol hodiny.
Ešte pol hodiny? Yeah.
No, 15 minút.
Dobre.
Trochu pred piatom.
Dobre. Ešte využijem čas.
I'll make the most of the time.
A poviem vám také svedectvo.
And I'll relate a testimony.
Ako Pán Boh poslal, ako Boh pracuje, nie ako človek pracuje, ale ako Boh pracuje.
I'll relate a testimony how God works, not how man works, but how God works.
Pán Boh ma poslal do jedného mesta v Maďarsku.
God sent me to a certain city in Hungary.
Bola tam mládežnícka konferencia, na ktorom bolo účastných okolo 500 až 600 mladých ľudí.
And there was a youth conference which had about 500 or 600 young people there.
Bola to veľká modlitevňa s chvormi a to všetko bolo plné mladých ľudí.
There was a big church with and it was all full of young people.
A tam som kázal evanjelium týmto ľuďom.
And there I preached the gospel to these people.
A keď som končil svoje kázanie,
and when I was finishing my service,
pod oknami modlitební počujem zavíjanie sirén. Vieš tie majáky.
And
policajné,
yeah,
hasičské,
when I was,
sanitka.
When I was finishing my service, I heard outside the window of the church sirens of the police, the ambulance, the CFS.
A všetko to zavíjalo, skoro som nepočul svojho vlastného hlasu.
And it was all of a sudden so loud I couldn't hear my own voice.
A ja som práve končil svoje kázanie.
I was about to finish my sermon.
A tak som sa začal modliť nahlas.
And so I began to pray out loud.
Nie za tých 500 mladých ľudí alebo 600.
Not for the 500 or 600 young people that were there.
Ale za toho jedného človeka, ktorému sa vonku niečo stalo.
But for the one person that something had happened to outside.
A volal som na Pána, zmiluj sa Páne nad tým človekom aj nad celou jeho rodinou.
And I cried to the Lord, I said, Lord, be merciful to the person out there and his whole family.
Takto som bol vedený Duchom Svätým.
That's the way I was led by the
Nevedel som, že za koho sa modlím.
I didn't know who I was praying for.
Len za toho núdzneho človeka a za jeho rodinu.
But for that poor person and his whole family.
Toto isté zavíjanie týchto sirén počul hrobár v tom meste. Počul, listen, yeah. Grobáš.
Oh, the... No. Yeah, an undertaker heard the sirens that and all the commotion that was going on.
A on už si tak pripravil mobil.
And he got his mobile phone ready.
Businessman.
a bit like a businessman.
A čakal, kedy mu zavolajú, že aby prišiel pre neboštíka.
And he was just waiting when they're going to call him to come and pick up the corpse.
Vtedy, keď som sa ja modlil,
then when he was praying, when I was praying,
on si pripravoval mobil.
He was getting his phone ready.
A za chvíľu ten mobil sa ozval.
And in a short while, the phone rang.
A on hovorí, tu je majster hrobár.
And he answers, oh, this is the undertaker.
A hovorí, a tu je tvoja manželka.
And the other person on the other side says, this is your wife.
A hovorí, že počul si tam vonku to zavíjanie tých sirén.
And she says, oh, have you heard the sirens?
A on hovorí, áno, počul, už sa pripravujem na biznis.
And he goes, yeah, I heard it, all right, I'm getting ready for business.
A manželka mu hovorí,
and his wife says to him,
nebude biznis.
She says, not going to be no business.
Lebo zrazili tvojho syna.
Because they zrazili.
Unfal.
Your son was hit in an accident.
Výpadek.
Yeah.
Neviem, či je ešte živý.
And I don't know if he's still alive.
Ak chceš ešte vidieť nášho syna, rýchlo sadni na motorku a choď tam pre tú modlitebňu.
And she said, if you want to see your son, get on your motorbike quick and come to this church.
Tento chlapec prechádzal bicyklom cez prechod cez prechodcov.
Mm-hmm. This boy was crossing the road on his bicycle.
A opilá policajtka ho nabrala autom.
And
opilá
policiantka.
Policiant.
And a drunk policewoman ran him over.
A chlapec vyletel do vzduchu.
And the boy flew up into the air.
Rover bicykel bol celý skrkvaný.
And the bicycle was just one big mess.
A vo vzduchu sa otočil chlapec a dopadol na tvár a na brucho, na asfalt. Yeah.
And he flew up in the air, flipped around a few times and landed on his face on the road.
Prišla sanitka.
The ambulance came.
Prišli ďalší policajti.
Further police came.
A on, tento otec, hrobár, prišiel k svojmu synovi.
And this father, this undertaker, comes to his son.
Práve nakladali syna do sanitky.
They were just putting the son into the ambulance.
Ale chlapec bol bezvedomý.
But the son was unconscious.
A tak povedali mu, že večer nech príde, že budú pracovať na jeho oživovaní.
And they told him, come in the evening, we're going to try to revive him.
Aby večer prišiel pozrieť, čo je so synom.
They said, come in the evening and we'll be able to tell you what's with your son.
A on bol plný bolesti a nepokoja tento.
And this man was full of pain and hurt.
A videl, že v modlitebni je veľa mladých ľudí.
And he saw that in this church there was many young people.
A my sme mali prestávku.
Prerve. And we were just having a break.
A už som sa chystal k ďalšiemu kázaniu.
And I was getting ready for the next sermon.
A mladí už spievali pieseň.
And the young people were already singing the songs.
Ale ja som sa ešte modlil s niekým, ktorý prijímal Pána Ježiša.
But I was just still praying with somebody who had just received the Lord Jesus.
Všetko bolo obsadené.
Everything was full.
Len moje miesto bolo prázdne.
Apart from my place was still empty.
A keď vošiel hrobár dnu,
and when this undertaker came in,
tak videl, že to jedno miesto je tam voľné.
And he saw this one empty chair.
A obsadil moje miesto.
And he sat down in my chair.
No, viete, ani kazateľ nechce mať problémy s hrobárom.
Not even a pastor wants to have problems with the undertaker.
Tak ho poprosil, že aby spravil miesto ešte pre brata Barkociho.
So they asked him, please, can we just make a little bit of room for brother Barkoci?
Tak on to roztlačil.
So he just
a pri sebe mi spravil miesto.
And he made a place for me next to him.
A ja som prišiel a sadol som si vedľa neho.
So I came in and sat down by him.
A kazateľ hovorí, dvaja a dvaja sa otočte jeden k druhému.
And the pastor said to the entire meeting, in twos face each other.
Chyťte sa za ruku a modlite sa jeden za druhého.
and says, take you by the hand, just hold by your hands and pray one for another.
A ja som sa obrátil k tomu hrobárovi.
And I turned to this undertaker.
A on hovorí, ja sa nebudem modliť.
And he says, I won't pray.
A hovorím, a môžem sa za teba ja pomodliť?
And I said to him, can I pray for you?
A on hovorí, prosím.
And I said, and he said, by all means.
A tak som sa modlil za tohoto človeka.
And so I prayed for this man.
A naraz prišlo proroctvo.
And all of a sudden I received this prophecy.
A hovorím mu v mene Pánovo.
And I told him in the name of Lord Jesus.
Drahý človek.
My dear man.
Si vzácny v Božích očiach.
You are very dear in the eyes of the Lord.
Teraz je ubolené a utrápené tvoje srdce.
Now your heart is in great distress and pain.
Ale ja ti hovorím menom Pána Ježiša,
but I say to you in the name of the Lord Jesus,
že všetko tvoje trápenie, to, čo ťa teraz sužuje, sa obráti na radosť a požehnanie.
I tell you that everything which is now hurting and paining your heart is going to be turned around into joy.
A on sa díval na mňa úplne v šoku.
And he's just looking at me in shock.
Že odkiaľ ja viem, že kto on je.
From where and how do I know who he is?
Ale ja som nevedel.
But I didn't know.
Ja som ani to nevedel, že to... Ja som sa modlil za neho, práve za neho, na tej kazateľne.
I didn't even know that I was praying just about for him from the pulpit.
A on teraz počúva, že všetko sa obráti na radosť a na dobré.
And now he's hearing that all of a sudden everything's going to turn around for the good and for rejoicing.
A potom som išiel kázať.
And then I stood up to preach.
On bol najpozornejší poslucháč.
He was the most concentrated listener.
Zabudol si zatvoriť ústa. Tak to počúval.
He forgot to shut his mouth.
Všetky CDčka kúpil.
He bought all the CDs.
A hovorí, tento človek vie, čo hovorí.
And he says, this man knows what he's talking about.
A potom večer išiel navštíviť syna.
That evening he went to visit his son.
A vždy mal pred sebou to, čo mu bolo povedané. Tvoj smútok sa obráti na radosť.
And all the time he had before him this, your sorrow will be turned to joy.
Ale tu bolo aj veľké pokušenie.
And but there was also this great temptation.
Či ešte žije vôbec jeho syn.
Is my son even still alive?
A tak prišiel tam.
And so he comes to the hospital.
Povedali mu, že na tej a tej izbe je jeho syn.
And they told him in this and this room is your son.
A on otvoril dvere.
And he opens the door.
Na posteli sedel jeho syn.
On the bed is sitting his son.
Hompálal nohami.
He's swinging his legs.
A hovorí, tata, ja ťa už tu čakám.
He goes, dad, I've been waiting for you.
A hovorí, syn môj, ty žiješ.
And he goes, my son, you're alive.
A čo máš zlomené?
And he says, what's broken?
A hovorí, zrentgenovali ma a zistili, že nič nemám zlomené.
They x-rayed me and they've come to the conclusion, I haven't even got anything broken.
Od toho veľkého otrasu, jak dopadol na brucho,
from
na asfalt,
when he landed back on the road,
tak stratil vedomie.
He lost consciousness.
Ale cestou do nemocnice sa prebral.
When he came to the hospital.
A on bol celkom v poriadku.
He was completely fine. He came out of
a tento hrobár si spomenul na to prorocké slovo.
And this undertaker recalled this prophecy.
Tvoj smútok sa obráti na radosť.
Your sorrow will be turned to joy.
A on mi zavolal telefonicky.
And then he called me on the telephone.
A hovorí, veľmi sa ma dotýka to slovo Božie.
He says, the word of God is touching me mightily.
Aj teraz počúvam tvoje kázanie v aute z CDčka.
Even now I'm listening to your sermons in the car.
Pláčem a neviem šoférovať, lebo mám oči stále plné slz.
And I can't even drive because my eyes are full of tears.
A hovorí mu, príď do Komárna, budem sa za teba modliť.
And I said to him, come to Komárna, I'll pray for you.
A budeš oslobodený.
And you'll be set free.
A o nejaký krátky čas na zhromaždení vidím nového človeka.
And in a short time in our meeting I saw a new person.
A to je ten hrobár.
And that was this undertaker.
A keď som skončil kázanie,
and when I finished my service,
tak on, vidím, ako on si odopína kravatu, dáva dole.
I can see how he's taking off his tie and he putting it away.
Potom vidím, ako si rozopína košelu.
And I can see how he's unbuttoning his shirt.
Ako keď niekto sa chytá do bitky.
As if somebody is getting ready for a fight.
Hovorím, čo to ide byť?
And I was wondering, man, who's going to beat up now?
Prišiel ku mne.
And he comes to me.
A hovorí, dovolíš mi, aby som niečo povedal?
And he goes, will you allow me to say something?
A hovorím, nech sa páči, hovor.
And I said, speak.
Hovorí, bratia a sestry.
He goes, brothers and sisters.
Ja som ten najhriešnejší človek na svete.
He goes, I am the most sinful man on this world.
Začal plakať.
He began to weep.
Padol na svoju tvár.
He fell on his face.
A zúfalo plakal.
And he began to weep.
Prišli sme k nemu.
We came to him.
Pomazali sme ho olejom.
We anointed him with oil.
Modlili sme sa za neho.
We prayed for him.
Prežil odpustenie svojich vín.
He experienced the forgiveness of his sins.
Prijal Pána Ježiša Krista ako svojho osobného spasiteľa.
He received the Lord Jesus as his personal savior.
A bol naplnený Svätým Duchom.
And he was filled with the Holy Spirit.
S veľkou radosťou odchádzal domov.
With a great joy he returned home.
A prišiel do svojej kancelárie, hrobárskej kancelárie.
And he came to his office, to his undertaking building thing.
A teraz mi rozprával, že ako tá jeho kancelária vypadala, ako.
And he was explaining to me how his office looked.
A hovorí, vieš, ja som nemal kvetináče a kvety v oknách a na políciách.
He said I didn't have any flowers in the windows or somewhere in the room.
Ale ja som mal na políciach umrčie hlavy, lepky.
Čo to je polícia?
Police, to sú.
Oh, on the shelves, he goes, I didn't have flowers, I had skulls.
Zubaté, bezzubé lepky.
I said with teeth or missing teeth.
A okolo tých lebiek boli obkrútené povrazy.
And around these skulls were these ropes.
A tie povrazy boli získané od tých, ktorí sa obesili na nich.
And these ropes were from those who hang themselves on them.
Na políciach mal samovražedné nože, ktorými sa ľudia sami seba zavraždili.
And
a
on these
to sporil, zbieral to.
He had the knives of the people who'd committed suicide with him.
A teraz naraz vojde do svojej kancelárii.
And he goes, all of a sudden, I come into my office.
Oslobodený, naplnený Duchom Svätým.
He says, set free and filled with the Holy Spirit.
Úplne sa zhrozil.
And he was shocked.
Lebo Boh mu otvoril oči.
Because God opened his eyes.
Že v čom on žil.
In what he was living.
A hovorí, počkaj, Pane Ježišu.
And he says, wait, Lord Jesus.
Ty určite nebudeš chcieť bývať v takomto, v takejto kancelárii so mnou.
You can't be in such office with me.
Zobral veľký vorek, veľké vreco.
He took a big bag.
A všetky tie lepky hádzal do vreca.
And all these things he put in the bag.
A tie lana a všetko zbieral.
All the ropes and everything. And he put it all in the bag.
A tie samovražedné nástroje.
And all of these things that people had committed suicide with.
V cintoríne vykopal veľkú jamu.
And he dug a great big hole.
A všetko to tam zahrabal.
And he buried it all.
Celú svoju kanceláriu vyumýval, vydezinfikoval.
His entire office he washed and disinfected.
Na stôl prestrel čistý biely obrús.
On the table he put a white tablecloth.
A na ten biely obrús položil svoju Bibliu.
And on this white tablecloth he put his Bible.
A hovorí, Pane Ježišu, toto bude naša komórka, toto bude moja komórka s tebou.
And he says, Lord Jesus, this will be my room with you.
A potom išiel, ako kto si dobre urobí robotu, išiel do jednej reštaurácii kúpiť si kávu.
And when he finished all this, he went to a particular restaurant to buy a coffee.
A tam stretol svojho najväčšieho nepriateľa.
And there he met his greatest enemy.
Viete, on plný Svätého Ducha teraz stretáva svojho najväčšieho protivníka.
See, he's now full of the Holy Spirit and he meets his greatest enemy.
A ten jeho protivník, keď len čo ho uvidel, usašal kľud na zem.
And this his enemy, as soon as he saw him, he started spitting on the ground. And he goes, oh, you so-and-so.
Nadával na neho.
And he just kept abusing him.
A hovorí, najprv sa mu zovreli peste.
It says first he just began to clench his fists.
Ale potom si uvedomil, že on už je nový človek.
But then he realized that I'm a new man.
Pustil tie ruky.
He let his fists go.
A počúval na hlas Ducha Svätého.
And he listened to the voice of the Holy Spirit.
A tento človek nadával.
And this other one just kept on going.
A on mu neodpovedal nič.
But he didn't reply anything.
A naraz mu hovorí.
And all of a sudden he says to him.
A vieš, že máš pravdu.
And he goes, you know you're right.
Presne taký som, ako hovoríš.
He goes, I'm just who you say I am.
A ten protivník zanemel.
And he goes, his enemy just went dumbfounded. He couldn't speak a word.
A hovorí mu tento brat.
And this brother says to him,
presne som taký, ako hovoríš.
He goes, I'm just as you say you are.
A keby som ťa poprosil o odpustenie, vedel by si mi odpustiť.
But if I asked you for forgiveness, would you forgive me?
A tento protivník hovorí, no možno, že aj hej.
And this enemy says, oh, maybe even, yeah.
A hovorí, tak ťa prosím.
He goes, so I ask you, please forgive me.
A hovorí, máš to odpustené.
He goes, you're forgiven.
Objali sa.
They hugged each other.
A sú dobrými priateľmi.
And today they are good friends.
Vidíte, čo urobí kríž Kristov?
Do you see what Christ does?
Veľké zmeny.
Great changes.
Boh pracuje.
God works.
Tento scenár to si nevymyslel človek.
This scenario man didn't invent.
Toto, čo som vám rozprával, to učinil Boh.
This story which I told you, God did.
A začalo to tým, že som počúval na vedenie Ducha Svätého.
And it started with this that I was obedient to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
Pred sebou som mal 500 ľudí, možno 600 mladých ľudí, presne si nepamätám.
Five, maybe 600 people.
A Duch Svätý ma viedol v modlitbe za jedného človeka, ktorý bol vonku.
The Holy Spirit was leading me in prayer for this one person who was outside.
A teraz vám poviem, čo je pokračovanie.
And I'll now tell you what's this continuance.
Začalo prebudenie v jeho meste.
Revival started in
Mnohí
the city.
Ľudia prichádzajú za týmto hrobárom.
Many people come to this undertaker.
Aby získali život.
So that they might receive life.
A mnohí ľudia prijímajú Pána Ježiša za svojho spasiteľa.
And many people receive the Lord Jesus for their savior.
Spomínal, ako prichádzala taká stará babička zhrbená k nemu na cintorín do jeho kancelárie.
He relates a story where an old lady bent over comes to his office.
A hovorí, pán riaditeľ, prišla som za vami, aby som si kúpila tu miesto na večný odpočinok.
And she says to him, Mr. Direct, I've come here that I might buy a place for my eternal resting.
A tento brat jej hovorí,
and this brother says to her,
babička, tu je to všetko veľmi drahé.
And he says to her, dear woman, everything here is very expensive.
Ja viem, zadarmo miesto.
He says, but I know of a place which is for free.
Babičky sa rozžiarili oči. Kde?
And the lady's eyes just brightened up and she says, where?
Hovorí, v nebi.
And he says, in heaven.
Tam je miesto na večné odpočinky.
And he says, there is the place for an eternal resting. He says, here we just leave our bones.
Ale my ideme tam, do neba.
But we are going there to heaven.
A ako sa tam môžeme dostať?
And she says, how can I get there?
A tento hrobár vydával svedectvo tejto babičke.
And this undertaker could then share.
Celý zástup ľudí v tomto meste prijal Pána Ježiša.
A lot of people in this city received the Lord Jesus.
A dnes tento Boží človek, tento hrobár je evangelistom a zvestovateľom Božího pokoja.
And today this undertaker is an evangelist and he spreads the gospel.
Milujem, keď Boh pracuje.
I love it when God works.
Vtedy som šťastný, keď vidím Božie scenáre.
Then I'm happy when I see God's working.
Nie, keď vidím ľudský znoj a ľudské snaženie.
Not when I see man's
znoj.
His sweat and trying.
Ale keď vidím Božiu prácu.
But when I see the work of God.
Tak už končím.
And so I'll finish.
A chcem vás povzbudiť.
And I would like to encourage you.
Hľadajte najprv kráľovstvo Božie.
Look or search for the kingdom of God first.
A jeho spravodlivosť.
And his righteousness.
A všetko ostatné vám bude pridané.
And everything else will be added.
Len pamätajte, že v kráľovstve Božom nie podľa tela sa rozmýšľa.
But remember this, that in the kingdom of heaven we don't think according to the flesh.
Ale rozmýšľa sa podľa ducha.
But we think according to the spirit.
Lebo mysel tela je smrť.
But because the way of thinking of the flesh is death.
Ale mysel ducha je život. Hallelujah.
But the thinking of the spirit is life.
A keď budeme mysleť tak, ako myslí náš Boh.
And then when we think, or if we think like our God thinks.
Budeme jeho poslami, jeho kráľovstvom.
We will be the messengers of his kingdom.
Amen.
Amen.
Skloníme svoje hlavy.
Let's bow our heads.
Svätý nebeský Otče.
Holy heavenly Father.
Z celého srdca ti ďakujeme za toto poobedie.
From all our hearts we thank you for this evening.
Ďakujeme, že sa dotýkaš našich srdc.
We thank you that you touch our hearts.
Ďakujeme, že aj toto poobedie staváš pred nás zrkadlo tvojho slova.
I thank you that even this evening you lift up the mirror of your word before us.
A môžeme vidieť tvoju tvár, svoju tvár.
That we might see our own face.
A môžeme sa radovať z toho.
And that we might rejoice.
Že vidíme teba.
That we see you.
O Pane, dotýkaj sa nás.
O Lord, touch us.
Uzdravuj nás.
Heal us.
Oslobodzuj nás.
Set us free.
Premieňaj nás.
Change us.
Aby sme boli hodní tvojho kráľovstva.
That we might be worthy of your kingdom.
Aby sme mali tvoj charakter.
That we may have your character.
Aby sme mali tvoje myslenie.
That we might have your thinking.
Aby sme tak žili na tvoju česť a na tvoju slávu.
That we might live for your praise and glory.
A teraz keď máme sklonené svoje hlavy.
And now as we have our heads bowed.
A tak prežívame, že Duch Svätý sa veľmi osobne nás dotýka.
And as we experience the Holy Spirit touching us personally.
A tak prežíva, že chceš byť účastníkom kráľovstva Božieho.
And you want to be a member or a part of the kingdom of God.
A chceš byť užitočný v kráľovstve Božom.
And you would like to be helpful in and useful in the kingdom of God.
A chceš byť čistý.
And you want to be clean.
Čisté oko.
A clean eye in this net.
Net,
yeah.
O Pane.
O Lord.
Dotýkaj sa nás.
Touch us.
Je tu niekto.
Is there somebody here?
Kto pochopil, že Boh chce z neho mať to čisté oko tej sieti.
Who's understood that God wants to have him as that clean net.
Je tu niekto taký.
Is there somebody here like this?
Zodvihni svoju ruku.
Lift your hand.
Halleluja.
Halleluja.
Buďte požehnaní.
Be blessed.
Tam vzadu.
You there in the back.
I tu vpredu. Buďte požehnaní.
And you in the front.
Sláva Bohu. Halleluja.
Praise the Lord.
Príď Duchu Svätý.
Come Holy Spirit.
A dotkni sa týchto ľudí.
And touch these people.
Dotkni sa týchto srdc.
Touch these hearts.
O, pracuj Duchu Svätý.
Work Holy Spirit.
Mocne pracuj na týchto srdciach.
Work mightily in these hearts.
Premieňaj týchto ľudí.
Change these people.
Vytvorím nové myslenie.
Change their thinking.
Daj im myslenie Kristove.
Give them Christ's way of thinking.
Aby to myslenie Kristovo vytvorilo v nich nový charakter.
That the thinking of Christ may give them a new character.
A ten nový charakter nech je Kristov charakter.
And that this new character may be the character.
Buďte požehnané, drahé duše.
Be blessed, dear souls.
Buďte požehnaní v tom drahom mene Pána Ježiša Krista.
Be blessed in the dear name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Buďte, nech je požehnané vaše vchádzanie i vychádzanie.
May your coming in and your going out be blessed.
Nech je požehnané vaše ráno.
May your morning be blessed.
Nech je požehnaný váš večer.
May your evening be blessed.
Nech je požehnaná i vaša noc.
May even your night be blessed.
Buďte požehnaní.
Be blessed.
V tom drahom mene Pána Ježišova.
By the dear name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.